Dear Saints, during Jesus' earthly ministry, he performed dozens, hundreds, maybe even thousands of miracles. He healed the sick, he calmed the storm, he fed thousands with just a few loaves of bread and a few fish, he turned water into wine. As Jesus was dying on the cross, the miracles continued. Earthquakes and stones splitting open, and the curtain of the temple torn in two, bodies being raised from the dead. And today, we recount another miracle, the joyous resurrection of our Lord. I read an interesting survey recently. I was a little surprised at the results. The survey claimed that 66% of Americans believe that Jesus truly, physically, bodily rose from the dead. That's pretty good. Higher than I would have guessed, considering all that's going on in our country today. That's why we are gathered. That's why we are gathered here together as God's people, because some 2,000 years ago, a miracle occurred. Namely, that a man, as much a human being as you or I, Jesus of Nazareth, was killed brutally and completely, enduring a torture and an execution that was not humanly survivable. His corpse had been wrapped up. He was buried in a sealed and guarded tomb. And he walked out of that tomb under his own power, raised from the dead. Certainly the miracle of miracles. Now, while Jesus was preaching during his earthly ministry, the miracles served a particular purpose. They were evidence. Evidence to the people that saw them that this Jesus came with the power of God. Indeed, that he is God. The miracles, in a sense, were an invitation. An invitation to come hear what Jesus had to say, to learn from him, to become his disciple. And fortunately for us, eyewitnesses recorded all of these miracles, wrote them down, and the Holy Spirit has preserved them through the centuries to us, and so that we would also know that Jesus is God. But those miracles, they don't really directly impact us, do they? We weren't terrified by a storm, worried that we were going to die just to have Jesus say to the waves, "Be still." We weren't running out of wine at our wedding just to have Jesus create the best wine ever made. We haven't had our leprosy healed, our blind eyes opened, our deaf ears unstopped. The essence of those miracles doesn't really impact us, does it? Perhaps that's the problem with the Easter miracle in our minds. Yeah, it's great. Yeah, it's worth coming to church for, to kind of remember it. Yeah, I believe it, as most Americans do, but what does it have to do with me now, here, today, my life? 66% of Americans believe that Jesus literally rose from the dead. Where are they today? Where are they any given Sunday? Is the resurrection even relevant for them? Do we wonder sometimes if it's relevant for us? I would place before you today that the death and resurrection of Jesus is a solution to a problem. Actually, it's a solution to a host of problems. It's a miraculous solution to your greatest problem and, frankly, all the other ones that come from it. Not to be a downer, but just for a moment, think about your problems. Nothing major, just those things that come and go day to day. Maybe they're stronger sometimes than other times. Sadness, loneliness, anxiety, despair, depression, guilt or shame, confusion, fear, laziness, anger, lust, pride. Some of these things are actual sins that we commit and others are more just situations we find ourselves in, tossed around by this life. But they too are a result of sin, a world full of sin, because that's where we live. Our culture has all sorts of solutions to these problems. What about lust? Oh, there's a cure for that. Pornography, fornication. Just scratch that itch and it will go away. What about sadness or being overwhelmed? Oh, just have another drink or try this pill I got from a friend. What about boredom or exhaustion or anxiety? Well, you just need to escape into your streaming service or video game. Oh, alcohol's good for that too. But do society's solutions seem to be working? Reported numbers of people with anxiety and depression just keeps climbing. Prescription numbers keep soaring. Therapists are booked. Are we any better off? But if sin, whether it be your personal sin or sin someone has committed against you, or just the reality of seeing sin in the world all around you, if that is the real problem, then none of those things are actually a solution. We have lost the understanding of the connection that is in us between our souls and our minds and our bodies. Soul sickness, guilt over sin committed, shame over sins that have been committed against us. These can lead to hosts of problems, not only in your soul, but in your mind and in your body as well. Is it any surprise that counseling services have skyrocketed in recent decades while church attendance has plummeted? I don't think so. But God has a solution. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you shouldn't seek medical treatment when needed. God gives us professionals, doctors for our well-being. But what I would say is deal with the sin issue first. Well, that's not a good way to say it. Better to remember that God has dealt with the sin issue. Easter is a miracle because God does for you what you are unable to do. Think about it. Can you raise yourself from the dead? Of course not. You can't keep God's law perfectly. Jesus kept it perfectly. You can't make atonement for your own sins, but Jesus died for your sin. You can't wash yourself of the guilt and the shame that you feel, but God washes you clean in baptism. You can't make God happy with you. You can't make God love you. You cannot make him not condemn you to hell, but God the Father is pleased with the Son. The Son did everything asked of his Father. He suffered and died and rose. And the Father loves the Son. And the Father loves all who by faith love the Son. He has raised you to new life in baptism. He will raise you from the dead on the last day. And you and all believers in Christ will live forever and share in his eternal life. So when you find yourself feeling anxious or depressed or overwhelmed, any of those negative emotions, you can always pray. St. John writes, "And this is the confidence that we have toward God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears you. He hears us. God will hear you." How do I know? Because Christ rose from the dead. That's how I know. You see, the resurrection of Jesus is the vindication of all that Jesus said. It is the evidence of all of God's promises that they are true. It is the evidence that when Jesus died for your sins, they were forgiven. So when Jesus says things like, "Don't worry about tomorrow, seek first the Lord's kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you," it's true. How do I know? Christ rose from the dead. If you're overwhelmed by the evil that you see in this world, know that Christ is victorious. He is reigning in heaven, and he will bring this world to an end. How do I know? Christ rose from the dead. When you feel temptation creeping up, know that God won't let you be tempted more than you are able to bear. Rather, when you face the tempter, God will enable you to bear it by providing a way to escape. How do I know? Christ rose from the dead. When you're doubting God's forgiveness, know that God said, "I will remember your sins no more." How do I know that's true? Christ rose from the dead. Our closing hymn today is a beautiful example of how the resurrection impacts our lives. "I know that my Redeemer lives." Just consider a few lines of that hymn. "He lives to grant me rich supply, to guide me with his eye, to comfort me when faint, to hear my soul's complaint. He lives to silence all my fears, to wipe away my tears, to calm my troubled heart, all blessings to impart. He lives and grants me daily breath. He lives and I shall conquer death. He lives my mansions to prepare and to bring me safely there." These are what the resurrection of Jesus brings to you now, here, in the midst of this life, in the midst of this world in which we live. The miracle of today is that your sins are gone. The miracle of today is that you can go before God with whatever you are feeling, with whatever worries or anxieties or hopelessness you are experiencing, and know that these things will pass. Jesus' resurrection has become your resurrection in your baptism. The miracle of today is that you can go before God and confess the guilt and shame over sin and know that it is forgiven. The miracle of today is that if you were to come to me and confess some sin that is troubling you or is causing you anxiety, there's really only one thing I can say to you. In the stead and by the command of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sin. And how do you know it's true? Because Christ rose from the dead. The miracle of today is that death does not have the last word. Death couldn't destroy Jesus, and it won't destroy you, you who believe in Christ. How do I know that's true? Christ rose from the dead. Thanks be to God. Christ is risen. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.